Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur where we saw the Rambam who says that before Matan Torah, when a man wanted to marry a woman, he would take her into his house, have relations with her, and they're married, Mazel Tov. And now there must be a kinyan, as the Rambam explains. And we wanted to know why the Rambam is telling us what happens before Matan Torah. First, we suggested maybe it's an afkamina lehalacha that for civil marriage, one would need a get because it's at Jews were not married, but Mitzat B'nai Noach were married, and that would be enough to require a get for us. It's the Chiddush of the Rugged Shavuot and others, but that's not the Kubbal on everybody. So now we will continue searching based on Torah of Gaon Rav Yaakov Rosenthal Zatzal. So there's a machokas between the Rambam and the Rosh, our Birchas Erisin, a Birchas HaMitzvah, our Birchas HaShevach. The Rambam holds that there's a mitzvah b'kiddushin. Rambam writes, for lekuchim elu mitzvahs esei shel Torah. These lekuchim, this marriage, is a mitzvahs esei of the Torah. At the beginning of Minyan HaMitzvahs, the Rambam writes, lisa isha b'ksuba b'kiddushin. B'hemshech perakim alach of Gimel, the Rambam writes, kol mekadish isha, etc. Tzarech levarach kodah b'kiddushin. Oho shlucho k'derech shemavarach ma'kol ha-mitzvahs v'achakach mekadish. The Ravid argues, and he holds that you're mekadish. First you do the kiddushin, and then you make the bracha. The Rambam holds first you make the bracha, and then you do the kiddushin. He says, because the kiddushin is tali b'das acherim, because don't make a bracha until you're mekadesh, because you never know what the other side is going to say. But he agrees in principle that these kiddushin are bracha, are mitzvah, and the bracha is a birchas mitzvah. So the Rambam and the Ravid, that kiddushin is a mitzvah, and the bracha and kiddushin is a birchas mitzvah. In contrast, das harosh, Shabrachi birchas hashevach velo birchas hamitzvahs she'ein mitzvah b'kiddushin. There is no mitzvah of kiddushin. He writes, v'ner aliki bracha zoyin abracha latzias hamitzvahs ki per v'rivi hino ki ha-mitzvah. Ha-mitzvah v'im lakach pilagash v'kiyam per v'rivi enim uchoy v'kaddish isha v'chein notze izkena ha-elenis o'akar v'chein tzaretz chama shenasa v'racha v'rachas chasanim v'ein chiyo v'mitzvah zu she'ein ba ki ha-mitzvahs per v'rivi av hilkach lo nitna bracha zu, etc. Avalachev shalakayim per v'riv v'gam b'lo kiddushin. Bracha zu niskana lasei shevach l'kudosh baruch hu. Asher kiddushanu v'metzoyse v'dilonu min ha'am v'mitzivanu l'kadish isha mutaris lanu v'lo l'achas min ha'arayah. So b'azoy, we see in the Rush that he holds that the chiyuv is per v'riv, the chiyuv is not kiddushin, and birchas ha'kiddushin is birchas ha'shevach. He says, you want to do a mitzvah, do have babies. And to have babies, you don't need to get married. To have babies, one can have a pilegesh. So what's the mitzvah? There is no mitzvah of kiddushin, and this bracha is a birchas hashevach. Look in the Noda Bihuda and Ebenezer Madura Tinyan and Simon Aleph, where the Ram Noda Bihuda writes, "Benesuei cheresh v'chareshes ani mesupak b'brachas ki birchas erusin alachosin levarech ve'arivam b'tshuva kosav shim acher mevarech havei bracha levatol rakachosin ba'atzmo mevarech hine minig Yisrael ein okein v'amisade kiddushin mevarech." So the Chora, the Rambam, the Noda Bihuda's Kash is only on the Rambam, not on the Rush. Now, what does the Noda Bihuda say? He says, let's say you have a deaf boy and a deaf girl getting married. I don't know what to do with the brachas. Kibirchas Erisin is for the brachasin to make a bracha. And the Rivam in the Tshuva writes that if somebody else makes the bracha, it's the bracha of Atal, only the chasim can make the bracha. Minig Yisrael is not like that. The Masad, the Kedusha makes the bracha. The Beit Shmuel writes that it's not to be mevayish to Amaretz that doesn't know how to make a bracha. Al Kopanim, the Ikar bracha is to be moitzi the chasin, to be moitzi the chasin dechovas. So since he's a cheresh, he doesn't hear. So he's not yotzei with this bracha. So how can the Masad, the Kedusha make the bracha for him? What about the Kala? Say there, but the Kala here can't hear either. Here, H-E-A-R, she can't hear either. She's a cheresh, so he's not moitzi either of them. So the Chora, his kash is only on Shit Saram, not Shit Sarash Upela, that he didn't write this, because according to the Rush, it's a Birchas HaShevach, and therefore there's no Chova on the Chosin, the Chora. The Rambam says it's a Birchas HaMitzvah for the Chosin. The Chosin's Mitzvah. So he's being Motzi the Chosin, but the Chosin can't hear. The Rambam writes in a tshuva, Shim acher mevarech harezu bracha lebatala. L'shitaso, that it's a birchas hamitzvah. And therefore somebody else can't make it for him. But the Rosh, ein echarech shechasen atzma yivarech, who says that the chasen himself has to make the bracha. So cheresh and echeresh, so the Sadi Kedushin can make the birchas harison. If so, since the Rambam holds the birchas kedushin is a birchas hamitzvahs, so he's makdim umazbir as nisach habracha, perakim alach of dalit, asher gedushanu tzav v'tzivanu, etzal shav v'asvanu atzarus v'ilan atzanusu atzai dechop of the kedushin brachat Hashem mekadish Yisrael. We say brachat Hashem mekadish amu Yisrael al yidei chupa v'kedushin. The Rambam explains, mekadish Yisrael is that before Matan Torah, a man would meet a girl, bring her home without achan, and after Matan Torah, it's tabitzel the kadesh isha. That's mekedushas Yisrael that we get married at the echop of the kedushin. That's the hezber of the nusach habracha. Beforehand, there was no such thing as kedushin. Before you just bring her home, and now you gotta make a bracha. You do kedushin. The Rambam writes, "Bedivnei bnei Noach, malachim paragalef, alachim zayin, alachim zayin ches, avol moraso shenichnas alachupa v'lo nivlein chayvim alav shenemar v'hibu ulas boal." So moraso nichnas alachupa, you're not chayav for a ben Noach. Because they don't have that. They have to have bia. By goyim, there's no musig of chupa and kedushin. There's only bulas boal. So the Rambam writes, behemsheich, umei masat yeshes chaver kegrusha shalanu mishyotzenu mibeiso. So how do they have a grusha? He just sends her away. And she can also walk away. Omishateisi mitachas vishusa v'teilechla. She can walk away. He can send her away. L'umad zot, it's l'Yisrael. We have chupa v'kedushin. We have gerushin. That's v'kedushis Yisrael. So that's not that's not haphazard. That he just we like each other. We speak together. We're not like each other, and we are see you later, right? And that's the end of the marriage. We have a much more elaborate requirement of making a proper formal halachic kinyan or hakna when it's gerushin. The birchas erusin we say va'asa lanu es harusos. So the pashup shot is that they explain she'asa lanu es harusa shel chaveiro she'yesh esish. The pashup shot is that he asered the arusa of our friend, right? If somebody else is mekadesh and isha, she's asr to us. But in the Shita Mukubetz, it's the Zechidush Atzim. Vasulano is Harusos. Midachsiv Chuppah Boyraisi, Gedarshina Lekaman, Morasa Velonisua, Shmamina, Dakati Mixra Mesira, Kevin the Bayam Mesira Lechuppah, Shmamina, the law, Kanyele Legamre, Hilkach Havi like Harusis, Acher Legabov, Vasiri like Kedin Ashes Ish. Wow. Kach Piresh Araove Arashibu. Barashi Piresh Vasulano is Harusis, the Rabbanu Shagazra, Alayichut Shalaknuyash Afarusa. So the Rashbo and the Roar, Mechadish, that even though she's his own Eishes Ish, he was Mekadish her. Nevertheless, before Mesira L'chupa, the Torah assered her Kedin Eishes Ish. She's like someone else's Arusa, and that's what it means. V'asalanos Arusos, this Arusa, before the Nesua, she's Asa. That's not like Shittas Rashi, that Arusa is only Asa, L'baila Midrabanim, and that Torah she's Muteris L'baila, because she's an Eishes Ish. So this is a big Chiddush to say that one's own Arusa is Asa to him. That's what the Bracha means. Even with our rice. Venira, she is so that dover from the Gemara in Yevamis. So in Yevamis, Amr of Yehuda, Mishachetzi Yoh Bechetzi Ben Charen Abba Bas Yisrael, Oysei Vlad, Ein Loi Takona. Ki Yitmar Dereb Yehuda, Kon the Kaddish Bas Yisrael, Shenim Tzitzar Avdis Shavoy, Mishtamish Be'eshes Ish. Rashi, Ki Kon the Kaddish Mishachetzi Yoh Eved, Bechetzi Ben Charen, Etz Bas Yisrael, Vachach Bo'alea, Kevin Shikitshavi Mkudesh is Litzad Cheirus, Abol Litzad Avdus, Vinim Tzad Evet Shabom Mishtamish Beisish Ish, Lefikach Avlad Mamzer. So the Ravida says, somebody who's half Evet, half Ben Chorin, he has Bia with the Bas Yisrael, the Vlad has no Takana. And what is he talking about? Ravida says, he's talking about he was Makadish of Bas Yisrael. He's talking about being Makadish of Bas Yisrael, that it turns out that his Tzad Avdus is Mishtamish Beisish Ish. In other words, Rashi explains, Someone's a chetzi eved chetzi ben chayrin. He's mekadesh bas Yisrael, and then he has bia with her. So since he's mekadesh her, she's mekudeshes to the tzad chayrus shabot, to his free side. He's half free, half eved. So he's mekadesh her, he's to the free side. Now he has bia with her. Now the Eved had bia with her. Who's the Eved having bia with? With an Eishes Ish. Wow. So if you have this Eved of two Shutfin, how does he become a Chetzi Chetzi? Because he's owned by two people. One side was Meshachar him, and the Eved is Mekadesh Yisraelis, and he's living with her. So she's his Eishes Ish. But he also, the Tzad Avdus doesn't have Tfisus Kedushin. Only the Tzad Cheirus has. And therefore, he's called Baal Eishes Ish, Vavlad Mamzer. So it's mashma that Eishes Ish is a shame erva. Umuteris labayilam b'nei sheyesh lo ba tfisus kedushin. But if he doesn't have tfisus kedushin, like chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin, so he's chayv mishum Eishes Ish, even though it's his own wife. So according to this, aser lano sarusos, according to the Rashba and the Ra'ah, brought by the Shita Mukubetz, this means arusa shelo asura lav min haTorah. And a person has his mekadesh and isha, according to this, it would seem, and he has bia with her, the vlad would be a mamzer. Because she's an arusa. It's a shame erva. But he's not allowed to have bia with this erva. In the case of the Gemara, he's not allowed to have bia with her because he's a chatzi eved. In our case, he's not allowed to have bia with her because she's not yet a nesua. So we see in this Gemara, it's not a different guy. It's the same guy, but this guy's asur to her. So she's an erva to him, to the chatzi eved. So also in our case, the nesua until the nesua, and she's asur to him. So would the Vlad be a mamzer? Again, in the case of Chetzi Chetzi, the Vlad's a mamzer. Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin. She's an erva out to the Kedushin, and now he has bia with the Eved side. Via Rashba v'Ara'ah, we can explain the Hemshech HaBracha. V'hitulanos anasuos lana day chuppah v'kiddushin. The Rishonim asked, the Ranik Subas, why are we makdim chuppah to kiddushin? Kiddushin is before chuppah. So we can explain that we're makdim the chuppah to say that until the Knesset l'chuppah, she's a dayin arusura love begeder shel erva. And we're a mitzuvah on this. And without a chuppah, she's a dayin not begeder v'hitulanos. We shouldn't think that alidem kiddushin, she's muteris l'bayla. In order to be matir, we need chuppah, and therefore makdim chuppah v'kiddushin. We say v'hitur, that's an asus, not a day chuppah v'kiddushin. Don't think all day kiddushin's enough. Ha'i day chuppah. First, you have to make sure that you do chuppah, because without chuppah, she's still asura to you. The Ran himself brings the name of the Bala Itur, that the Itur Nusach is ha'i day chuppah v'kiddushin with a bays. But they use a bays rafa, v'kiddushin, so they think it's a v, and not a b, but it's really v'kiddu with kiddushin. Rashi, the beginning of Kedushin, says that Isha nicknames Labaila, the Ran adds Labaila at Sricha Menu Get. So what are Rashi and the Ran adding here? Labaila at Sricha Menu Get. So in order to understand this, that she's nicknames to her husband, and the Ran adds that in order to require a Get. So in order to understand this, we have to ask, what's the din of somebody's Makadesh and Isha? And through this Kedushin, she's not going to be ushered to anybody in the world. Is it Kedushin or not? So we have a Gemara in Gittin. Rashi, the Kevin Dom Rachutz Leruven, lo Asral Shum Adam Hanoiser. Shari Asurva Medesi ala Kol Chutz Meruven. So he says like this, that somebody, Reuven comes, he's Makadesh, a woman to everybody except for Shimon. And then Shimon comes. And he's Makadesh to everybody except for Reuven. And they both die. She is Yibum with Levi. Why? Because the Kedushin with Reuven is effective, and Kedushin with Shimon is not effective. In other words, for our purposes, we have to know that their Kedushin with Reuven was a good Kedushin, the first Kedushin, when he said he's Makadesh to everybody except for Shimon. But Shimon's Kedushin is not effective. Why is Shimon's Kedushin not effective? Rashi says that since he said Chutz LeRuven, Lo Aser al Shum Adam HaNoser, he's not asking her on anybody. Why? Because she's already Asered it. She's already Aser. And everybody except for Reuven. So if he's Makadishir to everybody except for Reuven, heck, she's already Asered everybody. The Ritva adds here, keywords, the Kol Kedushin She'enam Oisrim Lav Kedushin Ninu Klal. That's the point we're trying to bring out from this Gemara. If Kiddushin doesn't aser her, it's not Kiddushin. Kiddushin perish that she's aser to other people. If Shimon's coming and he's asering her to everybody but Reuven, but she's already asered everybody, Reuven's garnished because he's not asering her to everybody. So we see that the Yisod Mahusa Kiddushin is Mashin Neaseres Al Yidei Zeh. So if she's not Neaseres, it's not Kiddushin. And therefore, Rashi Naran Ad Labaila and Matzricha Get, in other words, that nobody else is allowed to take her. Niknes Labaila, she's only a mutter to her husband, and therefore she requires a get. She's asered everybody else. And therefore it's Kiddushin, because that's the Mahus. That's the essence of Kiddushin. The essence of Kiddushin is that she's usher to others. The only way she can mutter to others is with a get.
שמברכים על מה שאסר לנו הקדוש ברוך הוא. ולא, אין לנו מברכים שאסר לנו עבר מן החי והתיר לנו את השחוט. What's this in you? וציוונו על הרייס, where do we make a brach on Isser? So the Rush says, the Birchas HaShebach, it's not a Birchas HaMitzvahs. So in Achinami, we're praising Hashem, but it's not a brach on a mitzvah. We don't make a brach that something's else to us. The Rambam says it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. Based on what we said, we understand very well that the essence of Kiddushin is the Isser, and she's Usser to others. She becomes an Erva to the rest of the world. Asalan or Asarusos. And that's like the Rashba and the Rasa that we learned here earlier. That even his own Arusa is an Eshesish. Or Makdim Chupa. Because until then, they're still together with Tzivanu al Arayis. So you see this, Mari de Gazach, that Kiddushin, the gather of Kiddushin, is being ushered to others. That's holiness. Holiness is when something here is forbidden. And therefore, we mention that in the Baracha. And even if one's own wife could be forbidden, she's also an Erev. Pele plus. Before the Nisuin, before the Chupa. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we learn the philosophy of Taras Hashem. Obviously, we have to revisit the sugya b'li neder because it's so yisodi. And we should be zocha lilmo du lelamed lishmor v'lasakayim is kol v'yitzal tov sobi hava main v'amein shalom shalom sweetest and most beloved friends.